With SRA News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he plans to nominate Kevin Warsh as the next chairman of the Federal Reserve. Warsh is a former Fed governor and the youngest in history when he was appointed at age 35 by then President George W. Bush. He once supported higher interest rates to fight inflation. More recently, has backed the idea of lowering rates, something favored by President Trump. And here we go again. Unless Congress strikes a deal with the White House on funding the Department of Homeland Security, most of the federal government might shut down at midnight tonight. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's nothing more than political posturing because Congress already passed the ICE funding in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill last year.
We sent it over to the Senate, and now, you know, some Senate Democrats, in my view, are trying to play games with this. They're trying to tie what's happened in Minneapolis with the appropriations process, and it's not a credible argument. They say they want reforms in Department of Homeland Security. Well, fine, let's talk about that. But what they're forgetting to note is the important thing is that the funding for the Immigration Customs and Enforcement, ICE enforcement, has already been provided.
Speaker Johnson appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. The entire interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Another wave of dangerous cold is on its way to the American South.
Experts say the risk of hypothermia heightens for people in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee. Both those states are entering their sixth day trapped at home without power and sub-freezing temperatures. The National Weather Service says Arctic air moving into the southeast will cause already frigid temperatures to plummet into the teens this Friday night. Forecasters also say temperatures will drop in cities like Nashville.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 415 points. This is SRN News. Americans being asked to weigh in on the issue of euthanasia.
And these just aren't any Americans. They are regular churchgoers responding to a poll released by the Family Research Council. The results are that 43% of people who attend worship services believe that euthanasia is morally wrong. 23% say it's not, and more than a third, 35%, can't make up their mind. So far, 12 states and the District of Columbia have laws allowing a person to legally get help from a doctor to take their own life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sarah Mullally has been confirmed as Archbishop of Canterbury, becoming the first woman to lead the Church of England. Her appointment may deepen rifts within the worldwide Anglican Communion, whose 100 million members in 165 countries are deeply divided over the role of women in leadership and issues of homosexuality. GAFCON, a global organization of conservative Anglicans, says the elevation is a problem. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomas now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Kevin Warsh is the man, the former Federal Reserve governor, President Trump's choice to succeed Jerome Powell as Fed chairman when Powell's term expires in May. Mr. Trump has accused Powell of being far too slow in cutting interest rates. Warsh is a Hoover Institution Fellow and a lecturer at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Venezuela's acting president has signed a law that will open the nation's oil sector to private sector investment. Lawmakers in the country's National Assembly approved the overhaul earlier in the day. President Trump threatens tariffs on any country selling or providing oil to Cuba. It's a move that backs Mexico into a corner. And the president threatens Canada with 50% tariffs on aircraft sold in the U.S. Gold and silver prices have backtracked from their record highs. The price of gold slipped 5%. I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.